Hello, and welcome to The Natural Life with Dr. Sam. Each week, I will be providing educational medical information on how your body functions and ways to take care of yourself naturally and holistically. Old habits die hard, and it's especially difficult to cut habits that are addictive. Addiction has been described as a complex psychophysiological process, but has a few key components. An addiction manifests in any behavior that a person finds temporary pleasure or relief in, and therefore craves, suffers negative consequences from, and has trouble giving up even when motivated to quit. The use of tobacco products containing nicotine can easily meet this criteria. Tobacco use is the leading cause of preventable disease, disability, and death in the United States. The prevalence of current cigarette smoking has declined over the past few decades. However, there has been an increase in the variety of combustible, non-combustible, and electronic tobacco products available. Data from the CDC in 2019 had estimated that 20.8% of U.S. adults reported using any tobacco product. Worldwide, cigarette smoking remains the most common form of tobacco use and kills more than 8 million people each year. Over the years, there has been many misconceptions and beliefs held by most healthcare professionals, the general public, and tobacco users themselves regarding the so-called tobacco addiction. The science behind the hypothetical physical tobacco addiction supports that nicotine is a central nervous system stimulant and activates the dopamine system, meaning nicotine makes people more excited and making one feel good. Being more excited could explain why many tobacco users tend to have some form of anxiety disorder. However, tobacco addiction is also a mind addiction, in particular, the subconscious mind, rather than just a physical addiction to nicotine ingestion. It is for this reason why I believe mainstream waves of quitting tobacco fail over and over again, because they are only treating the physical aspect and not the user's mind. For therapy to truly be successful and stay permanent, one has to address the mind addiction and habit behaviors. Both of these are under the direct control of the subconscious mind. In the case of a tobacco user, nicotine makes them feel good, or at least better, and the subconscious mind associates that belief that smoking makes you feel good, or I need to smoke to feel good. Of course this is not true, but your subconscious mind has made it seem like it is true, because neuron connections were being stimulated for you to believe this. If this sounds confusing, don't worry. I'm getting to the point of saying that tobacco addiction is a lot of mind over matter. It is therefore a good idea for tobacco users wanting to quit to seek out counselors or professionals with experience in hypnosis, hypnotherapy, or meditation. This type of therapy helps tobacco users install new beliefs and associations, laying down new neuron networks and dismantling ones that were not serving them with their goal of quitting. Physical therapy should also be used while doing this type of mind work. Natural ways includes changes in nutrition, increasing your movement, use of supplements such as NAC and NAD, herbs such as lobelia, and acupuncture. As always, I advise you to consult with a medical professional who can further guide you on your healing journey. This has been The Natural Life with Dr. Sam, brought to you by KBMF LP Butte. As always, when it comes to your health, you reap what you sow. Until next time, best of health, Butte.